Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup. This is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, of course, 1090 AM. We're everywhere.
Everywhere.
All over the place.
And after football season?
Yeah, we're going to be on Sirius Channel 159.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. And
much better.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Speaking of, wait a minute. Say that again. 159 on Sirius?
Yeah, on Sirius starting after football season.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's the Sports Grid Channel.
I'll be listening on the boat.
Yeah. So, but you can listen on the boat because you have the app.
Yeah.
And you have how good is that Wi-Fi on the boat? It's as good as better than you can get right here.
It is absolutely. It's like having high speed. Well, it's not like it is.
It is high speed
internet.
It's amazing.
If you need it, it's great.
Yeah. Of course, Captain Tim Ekstrom is with Corey and myself here in the world headquarters. Let's Talk Hookup. Busy day at the landings there, and we'll jump back in the studio here and talk the catch report, right, Corey?
But
you got to tell people how to get through and what they're going to win.
Let's do it. 213-432-1090 is the telephone number, or you can text this via the app, and we're going to have Captain Tim flip a coin at the end of the show. We'll figure out the full-day trip on the Liberty, whether it's going to a text or a caller, and just it's awesome, the stuff we give away on there.
Yeah.
The sunglasses.
Yeah.
The Liberty full day, the San Diego full day, and just
giveaway
on and beyond.
Yeah,
you know, it's
really good.
Super cool.
A lot of our guests bring in some great gifts, too. So
I know.
It's pretty cool.
So cool. And again, you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. And we're going to jump into the fish report. It's brought to us by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice, or $3.99 for a 25-pounder.
$3.99 for 25 pounds. Okay, there's a place right here that you pay $7 for 20 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's fishing
money.
$3.99 for 25 pounds of ice.
And as many as you want.
At Summit Gasoline, yeah.
And that's half the price of others is listed. And plus, I mean, this is what kills me, Pete, is 100 pounds of free ice. You fill up with 35 gallons of fuel. And I've done it. So I've put maybe 25 in the boat, and I put the additional amount in the truck, and it adds up to 100 pounds of free ice. And they have Kirkland products, less than the company that makes them. Dozens of great snacks and just 89 cents and so much more. Summit Gasoline, free ice, and for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, at the lowest price at the San Diego Sports Arena. We've got Mark on hold. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Well, we're doing just fine. How are you guys?
Well, it's a lot happening. Good morning.
Yeah. You know, every single time you got Tim on, I always get way behind with my notes because you're talking all that good stuff at the start of the show, and more fun listening than it is making notes. It's such a great start. Anyway, so at the end of September here, it's definitely feeling like fall. You know, you're seeing the days are shorter. Mornings are chilly. I had to put a jacket on for first time in a long time. But, man, the biggest signal was yesterday. The start of the lobster season. Oh my God! Fish and wildlife.
Yeah.
With the change into the opening to be for sure on a Friday, and then the start time changes to 6 p.m., which makes so much sense compared to some of the other things they've tried. It was incredible. Guys were just going nuts. I heard from one of my customers, there was like 100 boats down at the launch ramp waiting to get going. Everybody's so fired up. Fishing game was also down there.
And until 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And
that was another huge deal. And having Eric Corden here, senior warden or officer with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, was so cool because he explained it all and the fact they make changes to benefit you and I, Mark, and just the sport fishing community, and just it was a really, really cool show. If you missed it, you got to go back and listen.
No, no, I got it. I listen to everything. Are you kidding me?
Right? Don't miss it.
But, yeah, that was great that those guys did such a good job. And, you know, the new regs just make sense. But, anyway, I'm guessing there was an awful lot of lobsters that met their maker last night. It'd be interesting to get some of the reports. Here's some stories for sure. So as to a little bit of fishing, things are changing. Both last week and the weekend before was the Maskers and the Pesky's marlin tournaments, and then both tournaments had really good fish. And not too much since then. You know, a lot of guys think they're gone. I don't. I don't think so. A couple of reasons. You know, I fished those things hard for over 30 years, and we noticed often that right around the equinox, shortly after, which is now, those things would just go deep. We just wouldn't see them. We'd always think they're gone, and then they'll pop back up. But this year, I was talking to one of my friends that won the Pesky's, very, very good fisherman, and he was telling me how much squid they were marking on the backside east on the ledge where they were fishing, kind of down below church there. Lots and lots of deep squid in there, and I think that's where a lot of those marlin are. They're just chasing that squid around, and they're here. We just don't see them, so I'm guessing they'll pop back up. Now, as to that tuna fish, you guys have been talking it up big time with everything that the sport fleet's catching. Royal Star's putting the wood to them, of course. But, man, in terms of fish close to home, it's just been kind of a weird year. You know, it's nice that you guys got those bluefin at the Coronado's down there. Nice going on your fish beat the other day there.
But it's not, man.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get a bite. I mean, you see them, like Tim says, you see them. They're popping all around. They don't want to bite.
Yeah, but that's the fun part of fishing. That's when, you know, it really separates the men from the boys, as you well know. But you guys have a little bit of that, and there's not much else other than a little bit of fish up above the west end of Catalina. This is mostly bluefin, a little bit of yellowfin mixed in there on the dolphins. But, you know, the guys in the War Heroes tournament last weekend, they really pounded that 499 snail, 711 up toward the Osborne net zone. And, you know, some guys did well on the bluefin, but there's that other strip of water above the west end, like 5 to 10 miles up toward the 172 like that. The last couple of days has been pretty darn good on school fish, like up to 80 pounds on both Mad Max and surprisingly the 160 size, the smaller ones, and spreader bars both. And some of the guys getting some fish, yellowfin and bluefin on poppers in the foamer. So that's something a little closer to home. That other stuff out there on the Tanner working out towards the Cherry, that's just, that's big boat stuff. And here's some breaking news. Just got a text from Danny. Gave me a heads up that their spotter plane was up yesterday, and they saw the plane saw several spots of 80 to 100 pound bluefins on the 209 with no boats around. So there's been very, very little on the inside. Hopefully that's the shape of things to come. They settle in and stay for at least a couple of days. God, you know, they see them for a day and then, you know, there's nothing the next. So hopefully that gets going. But that's this week's report, and we got nice weather.
I want to know what happened to that yellow at the Coronado Islands. I mean, it was corroded with yellows, and very, very, even like San Diego's Liberty catching one, they're catching, you know, 10 bluefin, one yellowtail. Like, what happened to it? Where'd it go?
You know, I don't know. It's one of them mysteries. But, you know, what I was listening to you guys at the start of the show when Tim's talking about that downhill current and, you know, kind of maybe making a wall in the conditions for that fish that's been hanging out down below here, 200 some odd miles. You know, we had a few fish up here. And even the ones that were here mostly didn't want to bite. The guys are still seeing a little bit. Mostly don't want to bite. But I think what Tim was saying about, you know, that downhill current, that water down deeper is probably a little cooler. And it's just not conducive. There's not that big, thick, warm layer we've had the past few years. So that'd be my guess.
Honestly, Mark, that's what makes the ocean beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Like that's
ever-changing.
That's why we do what we do. And when there's an opportunity to catch, we rejoice and high five each other, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
That's the beauty of it.
You're such a poet, Corey. You do such a good job.
Hey, and fishstuff.com, Danny and the boys do such a phenomenal job. They're keeping you on the fishing, good or not good. They're going to tell you, fishdope.com, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
See, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number 714-840-4262. Website PacificEdgeTackle.com. And it's going to be an interesting week between tuna reports and lobster reports and everything in between. Time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. As we watch the Royal Star, is that the Royal Star back?
It is,
right,
yeah.
There? Yeah, as we watch them backing in, back into their slip, you'll see it on our outdoor camera there. And we'll talk to you, and we'll talk to you next week, Mark.
You got it, Pete. We'll see you guys. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Great stuff. And I think we're going to go down to the East Cape and talk to Chris from Smokies.
Chris. Good morning, Chris. Good morning.
Pedro, Corey, buenos dias.
Man. Buenos dias.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm listening to the show. Great show today. We've had a really, really well-rounded week of fishing here down on the East Cape. You know, the first few days of the week were really, really continued strong bite of yellowfin tuna, you know, about 25 miles offshore. And then it slowed down just a little bit, but it's picked back up over the last couple of days. The story of the week, really just Dorado fishing, limits galore on Dorado, close in, you know, to the north off Puna Pescadero, as well as to the south between Rancho Leonero, La Ribera, Punta Colorado, Punta Reina, close in, plenty of Dorado, a lot of, you know, smaller ones that need to be thrown back, but plenty of Dorado in the 20, 30-pound range, and lots of blue marlin being landed. I think Vaquera landed something in the range of about 250 yesterday. Of course, released it. He estimated about 250, but lots of blue marlin around, and we had a decent show. We had about a dozen wahoo come in, some nice ones. Our buddy Chris Barrick lost one. He estimated to be about 60 pounds right at the boat. But anyway, tried hard for that. But yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. And so a good week, guys. A good week, man. It just continues on. We just continue rolling on. Nice, well-rounded week of fishing.
Yeah, coming up on our Let's Talk Hookup 30th Annual Palmas de Cortez, just a couple weeks away. Looking forward to that. Sounding good, and lots of good weather down there. It's a perfect time of the year to hit the East Cape, and of course, go to Smokies for a great shrimp tacos, or what's the new thing you're doing there now? Rib night, right?
Rib night.
Well, yeah, we've been doing the smoked ribs on Thursday night football, but we've been doing a lot of brisket. Well, yeah, and of course, you know, we're smoking a lot of fish these days too. So we're trying to, you know, kick it in gear here.
Yeah.
What a cool place to come hang out, man.
Yeah, for sure. Vaquera, of course, the best boat in the East Cape available. How do we find it if we want to go fishing on Vaquera or come to Smokies or have our fish processed at Smokies?
You can email me, guys, at BajaSmokeDog2Gs@gmail.com. You can go to VaqueraSportsFishing.com. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys coming up here, Pedro. We're gonna try to get out there in Vaquera and do real well with you.
Looking forward to it. All right. Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that. Yeah,
kind of a cool report, huh? Yeah. That was kind of mixed in at a different time, right, Pete?
Yeah.
But let's take it. I like it. Next, Rosie. We've got to conclude our fish report. We got Rosie from Sagal.
Actually, we have Marcos, too.
Oh, so, Marcos? Yeah. Oh, are we going to go with Rosie? Marcos?
Yeah, let's start with Rosie.
Okay.
Good morning, Rosie.
Hey. Good morning, you guys. I hope you are all doing well. I am sitting up here at the ranch looking down, and it looks like you guys got a lot of fog or low clouds over there.
Oh, there you are.
Good morning, Rosie.
Gotcha. Good morning, Rosie.
Oh, good morning, guys. I hope you guys are all doing well. Just sitting up here at the ranch looking down your way, and it looks like you guys are clouded in, but I hope you're all doing well down there. We've had
had another couple great weeks at Cedros. I know I missed last week. We were actually down at the CVX getting a group across, and Jeff was out on the Independence, so sorry about there was no fish report. You know, we've had a little bit of wind down at the island. Thankful that it was nothing more than just a little bit of wind, but it just seemed like the yellowtail were maybe a little deeper than usual. So if you wanted to catch yellowtail, you ought to have the slow troll of mackerel, or actually people were yo-yoing for them. So really? That still worked out well, and they may not have been kind of like the size had kind of clicked off for a little bit. They were probably, I know this sounds crazy, but the 15 to 25 pound range, which for us is, you know, on the smaller side. But gosh, I got to tell you, in true Cedros fashion, the wind, you know, slows down a little bit, the moon phase is a little bit different, and we pop right back up to those 40 and 50 pounders, and we've just had numerous, you know, 38 to 52 pounders this last week. Teal is the hot color right now. You know, you see a boil, man, you throw a teal anything on that, and it's going to bite. Purple is also doing really well down there. We've had a few guys catching their personal best yellowtails once again while fishing for calico bass. Got their calico bass setups, and all of a sudden in, you know, 15, 20 feet of water down at any of the boiler rocks, top or the lower ones, and hooking up to, gosh, I think we had a 42, a 44, a 48, and a 52 caught this last week while they were looking for calico bass.
From inshore or through the kelp, man, there is nothing more fun than having
How
that happen.
Fun is that?
It's crazy, and a lot of times, like, I mean, I've been down there before where it's like I'm watching my bait, or actually, Corey, my favorite little Christmas tree go down, and all of a sudden here comes a yellowtail pass. It's like, oh my God, I'm on with the yellowtail. I wasn't expecting this, you know. It's like, oh, you know, but it's been good. And since we did have a little bit of that wind and the fish were a little bit deeper, we've seen quite a few bigger grouper come up also, and the guys are enjoying that type of fishing too. So
it's delicious.
So we're getting ready for, we got one more month left, Lodge 2. The final trip from Lodge 2 will be coming back on Monday. We've got one more month with Lodge 1. And then looking forward to next season, starting to get the schedule more and more opened up. I've got a list going of guys that I need to call first. I'm halfway through that list to pick their trips, and then we'll open the rest of the trips up to everybody. We'll be good to go.
Sounds great, Rosie. Appreciate that. How do we find you if we want to book for next season or any of the spots that might be open here?
Yeah, always look on our website, which is cedrossportfishing.com, and then give me a call at 619-772-7570, because we can go through all of your questions and find the right trip that is best for you.
Very good. Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. Have a good one, guys.
All right, from Cedros all the way to Quivira Basin, talk to Marcos at C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Pete. How are you guys doing this morning?
Wonderful, wonderful. Just wondering how the bite's going at C4. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. A little bit of a turn this week on the half days. Slowed down a little bit on those bass, bonita, yellowtail. Still a couple in there, but shifted over mostly to rockfish, other bottom fish there. Still great fishing. It's not quite the same as we've been seeing over the last few weeks as far as what they're catching. Overall, still a great trip to go on. And this is probably one of the better half-day years I can remember in quite a while there. Both those half-days and the twilights had a great season. And doesn't look like it's slowing down, just a little shift there. The full days, mix of fishing the islands and fishing offshore. Still picking away at those bluefin, mostly single digits, but bluefin and yellowtail in the mix. Some of those island trips, seeing bass, rockfish, and bonita in the mix also there. And then the overnight, so one day, day and a half, 2 days, the bluefin decided to cooperate again, and there's some great bluefin fishing on those trips there for the 1 days and longer. A little bit of bluefin, a little bit of bonita, nice mix in there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got all our trips online there, and there's still a lot of fishing to be had, so check that out. And as we talk about, it shifts this part of the year, but it's still hard to get trips sometimes. So definitely don't wait till the last second to make reservations there, whether you're going half day, full day, those 1 day, day and a half, 2 days. few longer trips mixed in there. So definitely check that out, seaforthlanding.com, to make your reservations online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. I'm more than happy to help you guys out, answer any questions you have, and get you out there fishing, because we still have some great weather and some great fishing to be had.
Oh, is it very well said, and I agree with you. Usually the month of October is fun.
Great
man,
that's, month.
All right, man. San Diego down
can
at the
you
island.
It's October next week.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
First full day of lobster
right.
season today.
Yeah,
man,
absolutely.
But Marcos, thank you.
Absolutely. And, I mean, hey, we want to take you guys fishing, and it's not unheard of for us to be catching fish into November also. So don't put away your rods yet. I think you need to get those tuned up, make sure they're all ready to go, and get back out there fishing.
Absolutely. 100% right. Well, we look forward to your report next week, and thank you very much. And that does conclude the fish report. It's brought to us by, who would that be, Tim? By the Fisherman's Processing, right? In San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips with more team members. Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. And Tim, you mentioned something earlier. Padre brown and gold t-shirts, man.
Ah,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, you have new Fisherman's Processing t-shirts.
We have a whole bunch of, and that, you know, Mrs. Ekstrom came from a retail background, so when it comes to incredible Fisherman's Processing logo wear, expect all kinds
it's
of selections, all kinds of new stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Brown and gold, baby.
So you can buy them now at Fisherman's Processing.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, great text there. Good morning, guys. Fisherman's Processing is worth every penny. 5 mil bags, perfect question. When booking a trip on the Royal Star, do you take care of your processing reservation as well?
We do not through Royal Star, and I'm really glad you brought up that question.
And that's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
All of the reservations are made by the individual. Now, you have two choices. You can go onto the website, fishermansprocessing.com, and the big green button says Reserve Now. Click on it, and you can make your reservation. You have to create an account, of course, and then plug in the details and make your reservation for the trip that you're going on. Put down your $100 deposit. The $100 deposit confirms your reservation, confirms that your fish processing will be taken care of, that we'll meet the boat and we'll get you guys handled. As long as the boat comes in the morning, we don't take reservations for the trips that arrive in the evening on the local fleet. But all the other, you know, whether you're on a private boat, you're on a skiff, you're on any one of the sport boats that's running out of India Landings, will be there. The reservations are open to you as well. The $100 deposit, again, it confirms your reservation, and that deposit, of course, is applied towards your fish processing bill. And I know we've worked our tail off to dispel any aversion to the $100 deposit. The $100 deposit protects you, the angler, and it ensures that we are going to have the appropriate staffing for that day that you get in. It's really important. Again, you greatly benefit from doing that, and the deposit is applied to your fish processing. I've got the number of times.
Tim, you're justifying it. You don't need to justify it.
I'm not justifying it. I'm explaining it. No. I'm 100% unapologetic about this policy. We did this policy to make it better.
It's cleaner.
For everybody.
It's way
there's
cleaner.
Absolutely no question. It's made it 1,000 times better. And again, if an angler has an aversion to it, if you don't want to leave a deposit, that's up to you. You can still use Fisherman's Processing service if processing is available.
Yeah,
we only take so many reservations per day, so if you show up without a deposit and we're full. You will not be able to have your fish processed.
Tim, put it to the boats. Like, if you want to go on a half-day boat, sure, you can just show up and you can jump on the boat if there's an open spot.
Right.
But if you want to reserve your spot, which, man, my family's in town and I want to take two other people, I'm going to make a reservation.
Right. So anyway, let me go back to what I was saying is the deposit is applied to your fish processing. So we've had a bunch of times this year. I mean, number one, we've had, because, you know, fishing has not been Katie bar the door 100% of the time. We've had a lot of times where anglers make a reservation, they don't catch anything. Automatic refund, or if they choose to roll it onto another trip, that's their. We've got a lot of trips also where, you know, I go out on my, I've got a reservation, $100 deposit, I go out and I catch a 30-pound bluefin on my overnight trip, we owe you money. You know, buck 80 by the pound, and so, okay, I'm here to pay my bill. Oh, no, you got a $40 refund, you know. Or, so, anyway, I just want to clear up if anybody has any aversion. You know how dog talk is. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Okay, meter deposit. The deposit doesn't get taken. The deposit gets applied.
For sure.
Anyway.
You have a great text, huh? I do. Let me see here. I had it pulled up. It says, hey, Pete. Oh, it's about, you know, because we get live text, right?
Right.
As things are happening, and this just came through. Hey, Pete, we just lost visuals on the YouTube feed.
I got it back up. I'm trying. No, right. It's not up yet.
Okay.
I can't figure it out.
And
it's Starlink in here.
some kind of technical issue, but we have audio. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
For some reason, the video portion is not working.
And it says, thank you, Pete. We love you guys. Great show as always. Carlos in West LA. Yeah. How about that?
He's in
for the prize.
Tell Carlos that when I tell everybody on the boat when you lose connectivity or it will come back on.
Yeah.
Breathe through your nostrils. We're working on it now.
It's got to come back
on. But this is new. We're all new to this thing.
Yeah,
so this has never happened. But we have the cameras. It's ready. But for some reason, whatever reason, it's not showing. So, but we do have audio. And, of course, we're on our app. And, of course, we're on 1090. So we're still everywhere. And, of course, Sports Grid Radio Network, but for some reason you're not seeing us.
So anyway, let me go back and finish the answer to that question. I got sidetracked, as it so often happens. Every individual angler needs to make their own reservation. Like, if you book with Royal Star, we don't make the reservation. See, it's two independent companies. Now, we're working on tying our websites together so anglers will have the option. They can go, you know, reserve with Fisherman's Processing. Now, until then, it's really important that everybody go to their Fisherman's Processing website, make your reservation. If you're technologically challenged, like Corey is here.
Oh, extremely, yes.
Call the girls.
Yeah.
Call the girls at the office. They will be happy to assist you and make your reservation for you, create an account, whatever you need, however you need assistance with the process. Again, give them a call. They'll get it done for you. But every individual needs to make that reservation.
And so with that being said, I saw a text from a gentleman taking his son, and does he need, I apologize, I don't remember his name, but does he need to make a separate reservation for his son?
So ideally, yes.
Okay.
But we have a lot of anglers do that. They make a reservation. Say it's a father-son, you know, and they make the one reservation because their fish are combined on the same reservation. And that's fine. We just need to know when the boat arrives, or Fisherman's Processing personnel need to be alerted to that, because we've had it happen where, you know, let's say that the father-son or Royal Star number two and number four, we have the reservation for number two. We don't have anything in our notes that number four is part of it. So when the boat shows up and we do our direct offloading in the totes, number four doesn't get direct offloaded, because we don't know. So whoever it is that makes the reservation, if it is for more than one individual, we have to be alerted to that. You know, let Fisherman's Processing staff know, put it in the notes, or let them know personally. That
and, and you're saying put it in the notes, so when somebody makes a reservation, they can go in and customize their order
in
the notes.
Yeah, and we've had a ton of anglers do that, either ahead of time or even, you know, again, the beauty of Starlink, when they're on the boat, they go back in. Let's say, you know, they're coming in a day before their trip. They come in and they update their reservation. They go back on the website. Exactly, and put it in the notes.
Okay.
1 pound packages,
super cool.
Save all callers. You're done.
Tim
walks away. I'll just say
the other guys are behind the ball, and it's all going to be the same. You can't make a reservation on a boat without a deposit. Like, it's going to be that way. It has to be.
Yeah.
For efficiency.
You know, it's like it's like us talking about, you know, when Sean ran the processor. It's like, this is just an evolution.
Yeah.
I don't really consider anybody behind the ball. It's just evolution, you know. And somebody with a new idea comes in and tries it and either makes it better, makes it worse, or it stays the same. But you have to come in and be fearless about implementing a new idea, a new policy, and there's always going to be aversion to it. You know what I mean? I'm a 56-year-old guy, too, and somebody introduces change to me, and my first reaction is, you know, F this. I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to do the way, because I'm a guy. You know what I mean? That's what we do. But the reality of it is, you know, that's how things are improved upon. And you guys, I can just, you know, knowing knowing the way it has been, knowing the way I cannot tell you how happy I am, how proud I am of the team there and the changes and how they've been implemented and the improvement in the system overall. You guys, it's seismic. Like, I'm not kidding. This is a completely different ball game. It is so much more refined. It is so much smoother. It's so much better from beginning to end. And it's only going to get better because, hey, man, it's a learning process for us and our team also. There have been a few glitches in the Matrix that we've had to fix, you know, of course, but it has gotten so much better and next year.
And cleaner for the customer.
And that's
everything about
it.
Again. All right, we got to make a quick break. When we come back, more here on Let's Talk Hookup and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockhod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series hoop net line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Pete, it's always so much fun having Tim in here.
Yeah,
great conversation and just having a great time. You want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty at the end of the show.
Apologize for our loss of video. Can't figure it out.
Yeah.
But we'll work on it.
But you're working diligently over
there. It's old. Theater of the mind, right? Yeah. Now we're going old school, right?
Yeah.
Going standard Let's Talk Hookup.
How it was for 35
years. You can still listen. listen to the show with just no video on YouTube and Facebook Live until we get these cameras working. But, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup app, 1090 AM, Sports Grid Radio Network. We're business as usual. Business as usual. So let's jump into the phones.
Let's see. You want to talk to Corey?
Excuse me.
Yeah,
hey.
No problem. I got you.
Corey King is on the line. He just came off the Let's Talk Hookup two-day trip on the Liberty. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing great.
Good. Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on. Wanted to give you the report on the Liberty trip. Sponsored by Let's Talk Hookup and Gamakatsu. We had 25 anglers. We left Sunday night. Ended up on Tanner Bank on Monday morning. Got there just at gray light. The bite was not on. Just say it that way. It was a little tough during the day. We scratched out a decent day and went into that first night to get that full night of fishing you get on a 2-day. And we pulled things out pretty well. We ended up with 59 really nice quality, good grade bluefin for our 25 anglers. So everybody got a couple of rounds. Everybody got to pull on fish. A few people got their first fish, got their first tuna. So had a few guys eating their first tuna hearts. It was a lot of fun. Good group of guys. It was great. Cannot thank the sponsors enough. Gamakatsu stepped up with some really nice giveaways for everybody. Got plenty of Gamakatsu hooks and some other swag. Seagar stepped up with some nice fluorocarbon for the crew and the guys. We also had Shimano and Asco stepped up with some really good stuff as well. Lots of lures, lots of other stuff. Everybody went away with fish and some nice swag from the sponsors. A couple other things I want to make sure I mention, Pete, and then I'll tell you about our big fish. The captain and crew on the Liberty, so my first time riding the boat, and Anibal was running the boat, talking about an amazing fishy guy. He kicked in his fishy spidey senses and moved us off the bank, found the first fish of the morning, and we got going. We were about 10 fish in, and the other 27 friends we had on the Tanner Bank that morning converged on us, kind of shut the bite off a little bit, but he made a couple other moves, made a move at night, just and Evil and Mitch and Corey and Ryan and Tommy, the crew on that boat, and Sarah in the galley. Just a top-notch operation, super professional, just really a pleasure to be out with them. That was great all the way around. And Pete, I know you'll be excited to hear the big fish of the trip was a fly line fish caught that first morning. Unfortunately, depends on how you look at it. Fortunately or unfortunately, the guy who caught it hooked up literally right next to me and hooked into a really nice fish. Yeah, really nice fish. We were fishing 40-pound fly line. I noticed he was using a Speedmaster 12, which is one of my favorite reels in my budget. On 40 pound. By the time we got the fish over the rail about an hour later, we estimated about 140 pound fish. Ooh. On a 40 pound Seagar Gold label that he got as part of the
wow.
40 pound Seagar Gold and 140 pound fish.
Wow.
Seagar Gold is one of my favorites, man.
It's a bomb.
It works. It's a little more expensive, but it's well worth it.
Yeah.
And the
circle hook, boy, that's the way to get a bite.
Yep, that's what he had on, was a ring Nautilus circle hook, and impressed with all that. But I just watching that Speedmaster 12, it's a small reel, handled that fish like a champ. It was just a great experience all around. So thank you for the opportunity, Pete. Love being out there with all the people, with a bunch of listeners from Let's Talk Hookup. They all said to tell you hi, and hope a bunch of them are listening today. I'm sure they are.
Fantastic.
But a good trip all around, and it started out with Fisherman's Landing, just having such a top-notch operation there and having great boats, and Carl and everybody in the office helping us put the trip together, getting us off the dock efficiently. It was a great experience.
Well, great. Corey, thanks for being a fantastic host on the two-day Let's Talk Hookup Liberty trip. There is another one scheduled for October 14th, two-day limited loads, limited to 25, and there's still spots available. If you want to go on that trip and have a fantastic experience aboard the Liberty, fishermanslanding.com, you can book right online. Thanks, Corey. Great to hear from you. Appreciate your call and you hosting it, and of course, you're going to be writing a story and lots of photos for our Let's Talk Hook Up newsletter coming up. Corey, let's jump back on the phones.
Let's do it. I see Charlie, and I think that's Marietta from Marietta.
Hi, Charlie.
Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie from La Mirada. Good morning, Pete,
Mirada,
Corey, and guests.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great show this morning. A lot of great information. So I've been, my question is, I've been on several day and a half and 2 and 3 day trips, and I'm wanting to extend that type of trip into a longer trip. So I'm just curious as to your recommendation, guest and crew and speakers. Should I do the 5 day or should I go ahead and jump right into a 10 day?
7 day. Great starting point.
7 day.
Yeah, intermediate, you know.
7 day.
That's a great starting point. Now, if you want to, if variety is really your goal, I wouldn't discourage you from a 10-day. It sounds like you have plenty of fishing experience. So if you have the time and you want to get down below, and meaning down along the ridge, Leos Rocks, perhaps below that, and you really want the full experience, you got the time, 10 days is a great option. But if you want to try something, you know, get your feet wet, so to speak, long range before that, a 7 day is just an ideal run. You know, I know we run a whole bunch of them Saturday to Saturday, 7 days. Quite a few of our colleagues also do so. That opens the door for anything and everything. Aleos Rocks, the ridge, of course, anywhere in between, and also just depending on what the options are. You know, we sometimes fish up here and mix in, you know, coastal fishing down along the northern Baja coast. So you have a lot of options on that trip also.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. You have a great text, huh, Corey?
I do. I've got a couple of more. The first one's very quick, and it comes from Jim Salazar, our friend Jim.
Ah,
he says he was
the lobster master.
Redondo, and it was a little crowded last night, but it looks like he got him. And thank you, Jim, for listening. Great friend of the show. And the second one here comes from Matt, and it says, good morning, guys. Great show. Question for Tim. And I know we were talking about this earlier, Tim, about eating the tuna. He wants to know what your favorite way to enjoy eating tuna is.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go on the
right?
Cooking day.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I couldn't stay
today's
away.
Today's the day. Let me finish one more thing with our previous caller.
Yeah.
The reason I recommended that 7 day or even a 10 day is really to get the full flavor of a long-range experience. Now, if you're on a long-range boat like Royal Star, you're going to get that from the crew and the operation, the professionals, and how we run the boat. But, you know, when you talk long-range, there's a distinct difference. Once you get into that 7 days and beyond, you really get into the realm of you know, old-school long-range fishing.
Let me ask from a layman like myself what the difference in the fishing is between a 7 day and a 10 day, like the style of fishing.
You might get the same type of fish, but
or the possibility.
A 10 day, you have, of course, more time in the lower zone, and you'll have more options. Say you catch a bunch of school-sized tuna, and now you want to expand, try a couple days in the lower banks for a jumbo, or you want to run down there. Say you're not catching any Dorado or Wahoo above, you want to go look for kelps, or you want to try for Wahoo down below Mag Bay. You have the time to do that.
The 10-day allows that.
The 10-day, exactly. Maybe you want to try for snapper a day or something like that. You want to go fish along the beach. You have more options to mix some variety in both scenery, variety as far as species go. 10-day gives you that option. Where a 7-day, even an 8-day, but a 7-day is more, you know, run down, get her done, three, four days of fishing, depending on how you construct the trip, and come back. But, you know, again, you really capture the essence of long range when you get into that trip that's 7 days or longer.
Beautiful.
And then as far as eating tuna goes,
yeah, it comes from Matt.
You know what? I can't. I'm probably the last guy to talk about you know, I'm not a foodie. I'm not a bon vivant, you know, like I love good food, whether it's, you know, just, I mean, myself, simple is better. So I'm
poke,
you know, poke,
sashimi,
incredible, you know, a tuna steak, a bluefin steak, a yellowfin steak with a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper on the grill, you know,
what more do you need?
As long as it's not medium rare.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Or rare.
Not overdone. Yeah.
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 Don't overcook it.
That's
when you serve it on the boat, what do you see people go nuts for the most?
You know, Cameron does a really good job. He has this dish that he makes. It's like that tataki, you know, like they roll it in the black sesame seeds. Like
right.
The crusted with sea salt and the black sesame seeds. And then, you know, he flashes it on the grill on all sides, rolls it, and then like, you know, thin slices it, serves it with the, you know, the traditional, the white rice and the...
No foodie the here. Come on, you hear this?
Yeah.
Hey, let's jump back on the phones. I eat it. I'm not making it.
Yeah.
Ed in University City. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a couple questions. I'm trying to find a good knot that I can tie my mono to hook for a 60-pound. And then also I was going through some of my stuff, and I found some light-gauge wire hooks. And I was wondering, when would I use something like that?
I think the light-gauge wire hook, when you're fishing trout or something, something that doesn't pull hard, that's going to open it up. And then as far as the knot goes, I am a tried-and-true five-turn trilene knot guy. You know, everybody has their favorite, the double San Diego. As long as the knot is doubled, it goes through the eye of the hook twice. That is, especially for 60-pound, you have the chance of hooking something bigger. Again, as long as it's doubled going through the eye, doubled San Diego, five-turn trilene, that knot is going to be superior to a single loop through the hook. But that five-turn trilene knot, I mean, I've used that knot since the early 90s, and it's low profile. That's what I really like about it. When tied correctly, make sure that both of the lines are parallel where they go around the eye of the hook when it comes tight. That makes low profile. You can't break it. The line breaks before the knot
But
does.
You mentioned something very important, that they line up proper. If they they cross over and cut each other.
You have to have that, no matter what. If it's a double San Diego, double uni, like however you, that is the key. You have to have those lines laying parallel. If they cross over, you're doomed.
Oh, it looks pretty. I mean, if it's done wrong, it still looks good, but it actually doesn't, because you know, but it'll look good until you have a fish on
you. And you need to pull on that knot when you cinch it down. Pull on it, make sure you did it right.
Right, and I mean, I remember spending like the amount of hours collectively, you know, the good old Fred Hall show, God bless him, and Bart, you know, when we used to sit for hours in that Iserline booth with the line machine testing knots and just doing everything under the sun, and those, so two things, if you do the double around the eye, if it's crossed over, the knot strength goes down to like 65 to 75%.
And drastically.
Dramatically.
Yeah.
Where it's 100% knot or a 98% knot if it's laid parallel. And then the same thing with a single around the eye. It's a 75 to 85% knot as opposed to the double. It's 100% or 90s.
Yeah.
And I mean like every time with you know, a full range of experts trying all their hot hand. That's the key to success. But again, I'm a five-turn trialing guy. I love that knot.
Yeah. Hey, Greg in PB has a good question. Says, what about tipping? What's the standard? Used to be 10%, and recently on a trip where the captain berated a passenger for tipping only 10%.
That's terrible. It's not.
First of all,
it's up to an individual.
To berate a passenger for not
lame.
Tipping.
That's completely lame.
I'd take whatever that 10%. Was and put it right back.
Yeah,
in
it's all based on crew performance, and you know it's. Let me just leave it at that, and I'm going there. No tax on tips.
Right. No tax on tips.
There. I'm going there.
Right. But what? So what's the standard?
You know. Let's just say no tax on tips.
Okay, I'll go there.
But
all right.
You and I going on a trip, I mean, if I'm going somewhere and I'm going on the Royal Star where I know the crew and they're like family to me, it's right, Pete?
When you go to a restaurant,
yes,
it's 20%. Sometimes now they start at 22, 25. My personal feeling, I think it's ridiculous.
Well, I
think it's absolutely out of control, the tipping in a restaurant.
Well, because they're forcing
it. They're forcing it.
Yeah.
But I think, for me, I think 15 to 20% is 15% is a fantastic tip on a long range trip. 20% means, man, this was a fantastic trip and everybody deserves it. That's just my personal feeling.
Amen. And how they work on the, I'm assuming every other boat, like I've worked on, we throw it all in one pot and divide it among the whole crew equally, regardless. That way everybody's performance is rewarded for whatever their strength is.
But it's individual. But for a captain or a crew member to berate somebody for only tipping 10%, shame
on
them.
Where that's even marginally acceptable at all, and just remember, when you are leaving something for the boys, you're leaving it for
every
seven or eight. So you know when you divide that by the number of days and break it down. It'll give you an idea of what you're actually leaving for each guy.
Most importantly, tipping is an individual practice. And I gave you my personal
1,000%.
Feeling. And you have to decide what is your criteria.
What you're comfortable with, what you can afford, whatever. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty when we return on the Let's Talk Cook Up app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater expert, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years. Ford F-Series, featuring gas, hybrid, or all-electric. These are deals you've been waiting for. So don't wait. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and Pete, I'm glad.
What a great show!
Oh, huh? So much fun!
Yeah.
Just talking.
Well, let's flip the coin, see if it's a texter or a caller.
And we have a caller, and today's caller is Don in Temecula. Has won the full day trip on the Liberty.
All right, congratulations! And Captain Tim Ekstrom, Royal Star Sport Fishing. How do we get on? You know, there's a very rare opportunity to get on the Royal Star here.
Yeah,
this fall.
Right, we've got a handful of spots that came available of late. 619-224-4764. Call Tracy in the office or book online RoyalStarSportFishing.com. We have the whole online platform. It's super easy.
Yeah.
If you need to be talked into it, you need a permission slip, you know, from your significant other. One of us is more than happy to reach out to you.
Yeah,
Alex,
absolutely.
Brian, or I. You know, we'll put you over the edge. So be sure to
if you have any questions, if
absolutely.
You're new to long range fishing, call the office.
Absolutely.
Talk to the guys.
Give us a call.
You're in the office a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean the office, and I'm available all the time.
Yeah.
And all of us are. Again, going back to the beauty of Starlink on the boat. Hey, Brian could call you up.
Call you up.
Myself. Yeah, we'll tell you what's going on and see if we can't talk you into making the trip. And then of course remember that trip after Christmas. That's got a bunch of spots. So give us a call. I can't tell you how appreciative I am of the opportunity to come on the show.
Yeah,
you guys.
Well, always great
it.
Having you.
And, you know, it's the fastest 2 hours, I say every time. I can't believe it goes by this fast. So Let's do it again before the end of the year.
We'll definitely be back on. And thank you for listening today. We will be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Captain Dave Bacon and Tiffany Bacon, rod wrapping experts and fishing experts. It's going to be fantastic.
I look forward to that.
Thanks to Chris for being on the phone. Thanks for you, Corey, for being here. And Rick and Corey will be here. I'm jumping on a plane to Charleston, North South Carolina, to go fishing with my buddy Dave Pfeiffer for redfish. So I'll have some full reports on that when I get back next weekend. But tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on 1090 a.m., Sports Grid Radio Network, the Let's Talk Hookup app, and YouTube and Facebook Live. We'll see you then.